This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza and United Nations health officials say there's no power and not enough staff to keep the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis running, the besieged enclave's second largest medical facility. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
What was Gaza's largest remaining functioning hospital went completely out of service on Sunday, local and UN health officials have said. Scores of patients are still sheltering in Nasser Hospital in the southern city of Khan Yunis, a spokesperson for Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry said. But there is no power and not enough staff to treat them all. This was Nasser on Thursday, after a raid by Israeli forces. Gaza's hospitals have been a focal point of Israel's four-month bombardment. Most have been put out of action by fighting and a lack of fuel.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Hundreds of people gathered in the center of Berlin on Sunday to pay tribute to late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Demonstrators marched with a banner calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a killer and chanted, "Navalny didn't die, he was killed by Putin." Many signs and shouts also called for an end to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. At least 53 people were killed in tribal fighting in the northern highlands of Papua New Guinea, Australian Broadcasting Corporation said on Monday, citing local police. The men were killed in an ambush, according to the Australian state broadcaster. A report by a local newspaper said the violence took place on Sunday and was connected to a battle between two tribes. The Pacific nation is home to hundreds of tribes, many of which still live in remote terrain.